Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 510, 71 degrees on this Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. Well, it appears that there may be some new security features aimed to secure EBT cards. Now, I did see over this weekend federal agencies, the FDA, the NYPD, and some other federal task force members arrest a store in New York that was using a skimming. The store itself, the individuals working there were arrested for using a skimmer for EBT cards on one of their machines. So we've heard this here in our area, it being used. We've seen that people have not been able to recoup those funds once they're taken in certain circumstances. So this is good news here in Pennsylvania that new security features are aimed at to secure EBT cards. They are recently implemented by the Department of Human Services and the Office of the State Inspector General are allowing people who receive public health benefits to lock their electronic benefit transfer cards when not in use to prevent their information from being used to commit fraud. This is a great security endeavor. I hope this gets looked at nationwide for a model. The EBT cards, which are used for benefits like supplemental nutrition assistance program and other cash benefits, have been the recent targets of fraud in Luzerne County and across the state, with Wilkes-Barre Township Police warning residents earlier this year about skimming card devices found at a Walmart in the Wilkes-Barre Township marketplace. In March, Township Police charged Florin Doromin with alleged member of the Romanian organization, a crime syndicate, with installing skimming devices that helped him obtain about 4,600 account numbers, including more than 1,000 counts with Snap. Again, a Romanian organized crime syndicate. The new changes to the program seek to prevent card information that is stolen in such a manner from being used to complete fraudulent purchases. We're proud to announce that this new card lock safety feature that allows you to lock your EBT card when it's not in use to protect your SNAP and cash benefits from skimming and theft. Health Department Secretary Val Arkush said in a statement, "I encourage all Pennsylvanians who receive SNAP or other cash benefits to download the free, secure Connect EBT app and take advantage of this easy-to-lock feature today. The Connect EBT, and again, that's Connect EBT, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, EBT, it's an app you can get for your phone, allows users to block all purchases, balance inquiries, and other transactions when the card is not in use, preventing the funds from being used for fraud." Now, if you've ever had your information taken from your debit card, from your credit card, from anywhere you have a card, especially if you're using these EBT cards, usually there's a dollar or a very small amount test charge to see if they can buy something with it. And then they go to town once they see it works and they can operate off it. They'll either go to town until there's no money left in the account or until it gets shut down or flagged for fraudulent activity. Now, what this does is turns the card off. So even if someone scans your card, even if they get your information from a skimmer and they have the chip information, they have all your name and information and your PIN number and everything they need, when they go to use it, it doesn't work because you've locked it on this app. And then when you go to the store, you can open up your phone and turn it on so you can just use it there. Because what's going to happen is they usually, look at this case we just talked about, 4,600 account numbers. And they'll go through them. They'll clone those cards and start going through them. And if they don't work, they move on to the next one. And they may retry it again. But usually they think it's shut down already, it's been flagged, and it's no good to them anymore, and they move on. So the mere fact that you could shut your card down when they go to use it, and if it declines, they'll usually discard it and move on. Usually. But again, if you're only turning it on to buy your purchases and then shutting it back off afterwards, it's a great safeguard for you. And you should be able to do this with a lot of things. You could do it with your cards. I know my apps for my debit and credit cards, I could do the same thing. I could shut the card off. I could lock the card. I could do whatever I do until I authorize it on my app. And that's just straight from the bank app. That's nothing special. This is a free app available at the Apple and Google Play app stores, as well as the Connect EBT website. Offers the ability to users to lock their card in two ways. The Lock My Card Everywhere feature prevents any purchases from taking place, while the Lock My Card Outside of PA feature stops any transactions to take place at stores outside of Pennsylvania. The option still allows for internet purchases that occur, officials said. State officials said users should simply use the app to unlock the card prior to making purchases and then relock it when it's not in use. Now, I'm not that familiar with EBT cards use. I don't have one. I've never used one, so I don't get it. You could purchase things online with your EBT card? That surprises me, I guess. I guess you could buy your groceries online now too and have them delivered. Maybe some people would like to do that. The app also provides an option to automatically lock user cards after 30, 60, or 90 minutes of use. In a statement, State Inspector General said her office is committed to protecting Pennsylvania Public Benefits Program. The new card lock feature is one way SNAP recipients can protect their benefits against theft and continue to put food on their table, Henry said. It's a proud partner of the DHS on announcement for EBT card lock features, which provide an extra layer of security for these life-sustaining benefits. Oh. You know, you could buy soda and junk food on your EBT card, so I don't know about life-sustaining benefits, but for some people they are. I get that. We truly need to do something to strengthen what this program was truly about. And listen, I'm not going to get into a lecture here, but if you look at some of the food carts, and there's enough videos out there and there's enough information out there on the World Wide Web at your fingertips where you could do your own research of what kind of junk people are buying with these things. From sodas to junk food to a whole bunch of stuff. Listen, if the purpose of this benefit, if the purpose of this taxpayer-funded endeavor is to ensure people are getting proper nutrition, well, then let's do that. Let's do that. I mean, there are certain restrictions for WIC that aren't with EBT cards or SNAP or whatever you want to call the different things, but it's not hard to go out and see with your own eyes what a lot of people buy with this stuff, with this junk. I think this is a great thing because there are people that do depend on this program, no doubt. And any way they could safeguard from theft, any way they could safeguard from these international, in this case, Romanian cyber criminals that have stolen 5,000 cards just here in our local area in Luzerne County. And I hope this, if successful, transcends to other states. I hope it's used as a model to make it that much better. It amazes me that the whole purpose of the EBT card was to make it just like a debit card or a credit card, where you weren't using food stamps back in the day, where it was actually, you know, made to look like almost money, but everybody could tell it was food stamps, and you know, where some people were embarrassed to use them. So here's an EBT card, a debit card, that would kind of be low-key. Why would it not have the same security functions as the others? You know, it seems to be just as easy to steal and clone and such like that. But a simple app to shut it down when it's not being used is a no-brainer. And we've seen the stories over the past year of people in our area who have had the money taken out and the state has told them, you know, we're not going to recoup the money. It's just gone. So it's good that they're taking proactive approaches to to help protect this. Customers are warned that thefts often don't immediately happen after the card is compromised. Thieves often gather the card and PIN information, then use it after the next deposit hits. Recipients can monitor their benefits and transactions via the state's free MyCompass PA mobile app. Stolen SNAP benefits should be reported to local police, and replacement EBT cards can be obtained by contacting your county office or state office. The criminals that are involved with this are very intelligent, very organized crime organizations. That's why they call it organized crime. A lot of times they do wait until the new batch of money hits your account. They are very familiar with the time frames and the payout dates for the types of benefits they're stealing. If it's your debit card or credit card, they kind of just go to town as soon as they can get it out there. Once it's active, they'll sell it on the black market to as many people as they can. And then until your financial institution flags it and shuts it down, you know, they do what they do and the damage that's there. Now, if it's your debit card, you know, they can drain your account and you'll be on your own for a while until the bank does their investigation, finds out it was fraud, and hopefully you refund your fraudulent charges. Credit cards are a little easier, but credit cards also aren't your money in your bank account. They're assigned to you. It's your credit card. But again, once the bank realizes that these were fraudulent purchases, which is pretty easy to do, you know, they end up freezing all the charges and taking them off your account, so it really doesn't affect you to where, you know, you could be out thousands of dollars if it's your money in your debit account. If you got to gas up your car for the next couple of weeks till they figure it out, could be rough. And, you know, if you truly depend on EBT cards and these supplemental services for food, you know, losing that could hurt you. So take every proactive approach. If you have elderly or people in your ecosphere that depend on these programs, make sure they're up to speed with how to protect themselves as far as, you know, downloading this app and being able to shut their card off to where it can only be used when they're using it. But it's a good proactive approach from our state, and I hope it, if successful, and it appears that, I mean, I think it would be based on what I'm reading, I would like to see other states follow suit. Let's take these fraudsters and these cretins out of business. It's 522 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together.